On today's episode, we're going to talk about why retirement planning is different for women and explain why that is. In fact, it's International Women's Day on March 8th, and it's really the perfect time to take a few moments to reflect on the progress that women have achieved in the financial realm over the past century. But despite this, the path to retirement is, well, not without its unique challenges for women. And it's important to recognize that there are some additional financial hurdles that they continue to face. Janine's going to join us today to help break down some of these challenges, some of these issues as we start a two-part series on why retirement planning is different for women. Let's get to it. Janine, welcome to another episode. Great to be with you this week. How's life treating you?
Hey, how you doing, Walter? It's great. You know, it's always a challenge when you're in the sandwich generation. So taking care of elderly parents and new grandbabies.
You have been traversing the coasts, haven't you?
I have. But, you know, doing a lot of traveling in the airports affords one an opportunity to do a lot of people watching. It's quite interesting these days.
One of my favorite things to do at the airport is definitely to people watch. You are exactly right. There is always something to kind of keep your eye on and make you go, well, that's new. That's different.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, I saw a few of those things this time.
Yep. Yeah, the attire of what we wear to the airport has changed over the years, hasn't it?
You're funny for mentioning it because we're going to talk about women today, and if I could do a shout out to ladies, because everybody's wearing tights. You know, some of you should probably cover up a few things. It's like TMI, folks.
I'm okay with the comfort though over the looks, right? Like, you're traveling, air travel is not that comfortable, you know, do what you got to do. But yeah, sometimes we might need to rein it in just a little bit.
Well, you know, just moderation is a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, we need some entertainment at the airport. So whatever form that comes in, we're going to take it, right?
And there's definitely plenty there.
That's fantastic. Well, hey, let's get to our great conversation today about retirement planning for women. Janine, this is obviously something that you personally go through as you prepare yourself for retirement, but you're walking folks through this process all the time. You've seen many women retire over the last couple of years, whether they have a spouse, whether they've lost a spouse, or just single for whatever the reasons may be, perhaps dealing with divorce. And so you've seen some of these unique challenges that we're going to discuss. Here in part one, we'll kind of focus a little bit on the why it's different, but then get into a little bit of the solutions as well. And then we'll really carry that over into our second episode on this topic. So are you ready to dive in?
We're ready.
All right, let's get it started. So first of all, let's talk about the gender pay gap. And I think this is something that, you know, if we just look at the facts, Janine, it's something that exists, right? Even though they make up almost half of the workforce, women receive lower compensation than men across almost every occupation. Some data from 2022, by the way, women earned 82 cents to every dollar that men earn. This was from the Pew Research Center. Through various factors that contribute to this gender pay gap, the bottom line is that lower income throughout the career can limit your ability to save and then impact certain retirement benefits. How have you seen this gender pay gap play out with your clients, and how do you help manage it?
Well, I think, first off, I think we have to be really careful and view this in context.
Okay.
If you go to the military, the pay is the same. If you go to the government, the pay is the same. So what they're doing when they put out this statistic is, okay, not every woman goes into engineering or aerospace or, you know, other or high finance. I mean, when you look at various industries, the percentage of women is not as high as men. It's not 50%, you know, or 51%, which we are of the population. But that's because women don't have an interest in that area. And a lot of areas or industries that women do have an interest in don't pay as much, because that's just where it is market-wise. So, you know, looking at that in context, it's not like we're purposely being hamstrung with regard to pay. Now, I have some female doctors, and they will make comments about, okay, it's still an old boys network. Well, what specialty are you in? Anesthesiologists make a lot of money. You know, OBGYN, maybe not so much. Pediatricians, even less. More women go to become pediatricians. And when you choose an industry like that, it's going to be less payout because it's less stressful. And if you're trying to have a family and a career at the same time, you're going to have to make some compromises. And that's the reality of the situation. Now, if you're making less money, you're going to have to do something about savings and planning for retirement, because it is going to be different. And then, you know, so that's just a math problem in that case. But what I find is a lot of women over the years have made choices. I made a choice years ago to go from active duty Navy to the reserves because I was having kids. A lot of women do step back from a full-blown professional career, change careers for a while, and then maybe step back in, which is what I did. So I completely understand the math of what happens there. But that does mean you're going to have to be a little smarter with how you save and then what's happening personally. Because yes, we have career interruptions probably more often than men.
Yeah. I mean, just the child care or childbearing reason is enough of a reason right there to see a big difference in how careers then shape and develop.
Well, it does. And so the thing you have to weigh, which is very difficult for a lot of people, is, and I did this because I had 4 kids in 5.5 years. And what I weighed at one point was, if I stepped back into active duty and I was traveling to the Pentagon, what is daycare going to cost me? And it, you know, I calculated it would cost me 3/4 of my salary.
It's insane.
Before and after school and the price. And I was just talking to a young couple recently. They have 2 children. She's a doctor. And daycare is $4,200 a month.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. And you know, if you're making $20 an hour, $25 an hour, you're basically making the money and then paying it to a caregiver.
Yeah. So what's the point?
What's the point? And part of the challenge for today's women, especially young women, is, okay, let's look at divorces, whether it's early or late. A divorce can change everything in your financial calculation. So I used to joke, divorce is the quickest way to poverty, especially if you've been married 30 years plus. And that's a real challenge for then women planning for retirement. If you're in your younger years, you know, your 30s or 40s, and you have a divorce, now you've got even greater emphasis on childcare because you need the help and you have to work. So how are you saving?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a conundrum. It's a real challenge on for women to try to plan for retirement when a lot of women are just getting by.
I would imagine, too, that the gray divorce that we've seen on the rise in recent years, people getting divorced later in life, creates an even bigger issue and problem, because you've kind of lived your whole life with this understanding that we're a team, and so I might make sacrifices to my career, how much I'm contributing to Social Security, how much I'm in terms of maybe years in the pension at a company that you're working for, all of these different moving factors that perhaps you set aside and took the hit on when you decided to step back and take care of children or take that career break or help raise the family, then that kind of unwritten contract gets undone all of a sudden at retirement time. And it seems like a lot of women that you've worked with over the years, just from what I've heard you talk about and the stories you've told, when they go to then have that divorce, they often undervalue that whole negotiation process in the retirement savings side of things, and not realizing just how much they've sacrificed over the years.
Yeah, that's a huge point. Now most states are 50-50 states that you're going to have to recalibrate your retirement savings. And I do have a couple of cases where the women actually did, because, you know, they were engineers or programmers or whatever, and they have saved quite a bit of money, and the husband didn't have as much in the savings, and the divorce caused them to have to move some of their savings to his, which is very painful, especially if the divorce was his fault. Yeah. Or his ask. So there is a lot of there can be a lot of acrimony there. Typically, when you split assets, you know, there should be some kind of, you should try to keep acrimony out of it. And, you know, it should be relatively friendly so that you both don't suffer, but women typically will suffer in that situation. And I don't think there's no easy answer to any of this. It's not like you want the state necessarily involved in your negotiation.
Yeah. When should women come to see you or talk to you about their finances? And let's zero specifically in on if they're going through a divorce. Is it when the topic first gets brought up? Is it once they've kind of talked to a lawyer? Like, when should they enter the equation into talking about with a financial advisor about how to manage all of that?
So as soon as you even think it's a possibility, because someone like me, I have a more holistic view. Whereas attorneys, because I've seen this, attorneys can actually make the situation worse, depending on whose side they take.
Yeah.
Because if you've hired an attorney, well, obviously they're supposed to be your pit bull, and then he's got a pit bull. And so now you're just, it's acrimonious. The attorneys make more money if you are constantly at each other. The financial advisor needs to go, hey, let's all calm down. If this is really going to if there's no way to amend, emotions, et cetera, or amend the, relationship, then we need to make it as, less painful as possible, because it's just going to cost you a ton of money to do that. So as soon as you think that this is a possibility, or you find out, I had a client that was absolutely blindsided by the request for a divorce after 40 years. So that's particularly painful. Because you're hitting a point where you think you're going to spend the rest of your lives together in old age and grow old gracefully together. Now Right. It's a completely different game and, scenario, and you have to figure out how you're going to work through that. But
we know people don't make great decisions when they're emotional either.
Exactly right. And because it becomes, I can't, all of a sudden, the person you thought you loved, you now can't stand.
Yeah.
So how do I negotiate that? You need somebody who's going to be a good sounding board, who's going to remain pretty objective and help you work through the issues in context. Yeah. That's so key. But as soon as you think there's an issue brewing, you need to talk to somebody who's going to be a sounding board.
The more blindsided you are, the more emotional you are, the more reasons to work with a qualified advisor. Let's hit one more point, Janine, here in our first part of this conversation, and then we'll save the rest of it for our second part of this Women in Money and Why It's a Little Bit Different from a Retirement Planning Standpoint conversation. It doesn't always have to be a divorce that kind of causes an upheaval for women planning for retirement. If we just look at longevity and age, that on its own is a big reason for any woman to be aware of these challenges when it comes to planning. According to the National Center for Biotechnology Information, women outlive men almost every society across the globe. Pretty interesting. And what does that create, those additional challenges of knowing that women are going to outlive men on the whole when it comes to their retirement plans?
It's a very interesting situation, because if you look at the statistics of the number of women, even in America, that live in poverty, that are living alone, where widowed in particular, it's a pretty huge statistic. So you know, there are so many decisions that get made from your, let's say, 50s forward. So if your husband dies in his 50s or 60s, you're now left with the burden of not only planning to be alone potentially, or, and to manage all of this. I think there's an estimate now that in the next 10 years, women are going to control, there's this massive transfer of wealth of about $10 trillion to women because we're outliving the men. So how do you work with somebody that you can trust? It's a huge problem for women to find the person that's the right person for them. Because widows or divorces, you're going to have to try to manage it all. I'd highly recommend you get in touch with us to be able to do that, because we're going to put things in context for you. But the fact that women do outlive, then there are all these other things that come into play, because a lot of women later in life, they have a different, road through elderly issues. And then who becomes your advocate and who do you trust? I have a very elderly client now that I've been talking with her niece, because she's basically disinherited her children and she's giving things to her niece. So that was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
But you need to really kind of get a grip on this before you start to lose the grip.
Yes, yes. Take action now. So if you're single, if you are facing a divorce, or you know, the widow possibility is one that's kind of ringing true to you, and you're not having a lot of confidence in your financial plan right now, don't hesitate to reach out to Janine Theus. Here are some simple ways that you can get in touch if you want to ask some questions that might be on your mind. 443-718-6311 is the number to call. You can also go online to TheusWealthAdvisors.com, find out more information about Janine and the team online, and set up times to meet there as well. Janine, thank you for your help on the show today. Coming up in part two of this conversation, we're going to talk about women and debt, why they often carry a higher amount of it, and the planning challenges that that creates. We're also going to talk about education and confidence that I just mentioned a few moments ago, why there's a lack of it, and how you can gain more of it. So we'll tackle all of that next time around. Thanks, Janine, for the help. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Walter. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, here on Rockin' Retirement. Don't forget, you subscribe on YouTube and hit that bell so you get notified of new episodes. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on Apple, Spotify, and all other major podcasting platforms. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.